Well, today's Country 93.5 KKBN, joined now on the phone by one of country music's legends, Rudy Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers. Rudy, how are you?
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Legends, huh?
Definitely.
Well, I'm a legend in my own mind.
No, no, sir. You are a legend. I have been listening. Well, not just because I've been listening to you. I've been listening to your music since I was the age that you were when you started making music.
Oh, my Lord. That's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. The Gatlin Brothers coming to the Gallo Center for the Arts in Modesto this Sunday night, September the 15th. The show's going to kick off a little earlier than normal, 4 p.m. You can get your tickets at gatlinbrothers.com. Just go to their tour page there, or you can head right to the galloarts.org website and get them, too. But
yeah,
it is an honor to talk to you. My mother was a huge fan of the Gatlin Brothers. I imagine she still has a crush on your brother, Larry, after all these years.
Well, I don't know why. Good Lord. Had she seen me? Look at me. I'm the tall, good-looking one.
You are.
Right.
And you're the guitar. You're the guitar player, too. Yeah.
Oh, man, I am the glue. My nickname is Elmer. I'm the glue that holds it all together. Because a lot of people may not remember what Elmer's glue is.
So that's right. So every family and every band needs some Elmer.
Yes, the glue.
Now,
that's
you
me, folks.
You guys have been really just legends for years. You've been performing with your brother Larry and Steve since you were kids together, some 62 years. You guys started when you were just a kid, and then as the Gatlin Brothers for 40-plus years, this past August, celebrating the 40th anniversary of one of my favorite songs by you, All the Gold in California. What has this life been like for you? It's kind of like a storybook. Did you ever imagine it was going to be this way?
Well, it's been a wonderful life. We're truly blessed, and we sing a song at the end of our show called Fair Winds, because it talks about mainly fair winds have blown on us.
Mm.
We've been blessed. Now, we've had difficulties, and, you know, everybody has, but
right. It's
been a great life. It's not for everybody, but then there are a lot of other occupations that I'm not able to do. I wouldn't be able to go work on a drilling rig like my daddy did in West Texas, drilling holes in the ground to get oil. I don't think I could do that, but he sure did, and he did it for 30 years. Woo! So we've all got our calling, you know, and we've been blessed that it's been one that everybody would love to be able to do,
Right. Sing
and entertain and bless people's hearts, you know, and touch their souls and maybe make a difference. Hopefully we'll make a difference Sunday when they see us and hear us. And, you know, a lot of people walk out going, wow, that was good. I was touched. And some people might go out and go, what the heck were we doing here, Margaret?
I doubt that's the case.
Crap?
I'm sure you guys will be just fine. Your old hat's at this. Now, I have a couple older brothers myself, kind of around the same age gap as your two brothers. Was it ever difficult recording and touring and performing with your brothers? I mean, I know
living,
I couldn't spend 65 years working and touring so closely with my brothers. I know that.
Well, there again, it's all part of that calling that you just kind of accept and go, well, this is what we were put here to do, and this is how we had to do it, whether it's in a bus, a plane, a stick horse, whatever we got to get in to get to the gig, to, you know, get to the studio, to get to Modesto, California.
Yeah, that's right.
it's what we do. You get along, and, yeah, you have your arguments, and you're just like any business. You're going to have disagreements, and you get them all worked out. Maybe a little tougher than your siblings, but I don't know. It's worked out so far. Plus, we need the money, John. I mean, let's be honest. I love living indoors and eating three meals a day, okay?
Indeed. Indeed.
You know?
Now, did you ever think that you'd be doing it up to 2019?
No. Well, first of all, when we were kids, you kind of hit on it earlier. No, we just wanted to sing. And we'd see the Osmonds on TV, the Andy Williams show, you know? And we said, boy, we could do that. Well, the thing about it was we were in Odessa, Texas, and the Osmonds were in L.A., and Andy discovered them at Disneyland, singing at Disneyland, and we were in Odessa, singing at churches and this, that, and the other. But we said, man, we'd love to do that. Well, I hope we can do that one of these days. Wouldn't that be great? Well, we ended up doing it. Wow. But at first, we were just, gosh, if we could just get together and sing a little bit together, you know? That was all we wanted to do, and it just, one thing led to another, and 40-some-odd years later, after, you know, many miles on the road and tours and hit records and all that, it's what a career. We've been blessed.
Yeah, indeed. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, if just tuning in, I'm talking with Rudy Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers are going to be at the Modesto Gallo Center for the Arts this Sunday, 4 o'clock. You can still get your tickets, gatlinbrothers.com or galloarts.com. We'll see you out there at the show. You know, a lot of people don't remember, and I only bring this up because it's the anniversary of when you guys were singing the national anthem at Candlestick Park during the Bay Bridge World Series. Boom, the earthquake hits. What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was before we sang the national anthem. We were about to. We were 5 minutes away, and I'm standing there in front of the Giants dugout. We're about to go to home plate, and then, whoa, here it comes. And I turned around and looked at the dugout. It looked like a rolling pin was under the ground, just a big wave, like a 3 or 4 foot wave. And you kind of, whoa, you went up and down, and it kind of went to the field, then the stands kind of. But it happened, so it was like 8 seconds, and it's over. Well, lights went out, but it's still light, daylight. So, you know, everybody got, oh, it's an earthquake, you know, no big deal. And then it got a little more solemn when the reports started coming in of the other damage that was done around the Bay Area. And then it got real solemn, and they called the game, and everybody was, oh, my word, this is, you know, pretty major. We didn't get out of town for 5 days. We were stuck in San Francisco because airport was closed, and there were, you know, it was a tough 4 or 5 days. We got out and got back, and 10 days later they resumed the infamous third game of the World Series that year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my word! That's wow.
It's hard to believe. Right? Is that one of the memories that stands out from this career for you? I'm sure you have so many stories. We could probably talk for an hour.
Well, it's one of them when people talk about the close calls maybe that we've had. Another one was for me. I was in the MGM fire in Vegas in like 81, 82.
Yikes.
It started in the kitchen of the delicatessen. It started on Wednesday night. Tuesday night, I was in the delicatessen with my good friend Lonnie Shore, who was opening for Mac Davis at the MGM Grand on Wednesday night. And he said, hey, come on back after y'all show at the Riviera. We're going to have a party up in Mac's suite, you know, kind of opening show party. And I went, yeah, okay. Well, I didn't make it back the next night. Well, they pulled Lonnie off the roof. They pulled Peter Morris, the lighting director, off the roof. And they would have probably pulled old RG off the roof because it happened in the early hours of the morning. We could have still been there at the party they were throwing for Mac and everybody at the MGM. But, that was another close call of,
my goodness, you're definitely a blessed man, Rudy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were some other, and there have been, some, I mean, there's some other incidences in our plane, in our bus, driving down the road the other night. Somebody almost rear-ended us. I mean, the traffic stopped in the left lane. There was an accident on the right. And this guy behind, all of a sudden, I look in my mirror. Whoo, this guy is swerving. If he doesn't swerve and go in the right lane, he hits me and Steve. Boom. That just happened 3 days ago.
My goodness.
I mean, it's like, how many times have we dodged a bullet? And everybody can, oh, that car, we barely missed that car, or we barely missed that truck, or, you know, so we have, God has been watching over us. I guess he wants us to come to Modesto. Now, I might check out Monday or Tuesday, but so far, he wants us to come to California and sing for the good folks in Modesto.
That's right. We'll pray that you get here and everything goes off without a hitch. We're talking to Rudy Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers this morning here in the cabin. Now, some of the other things you guys do besides music is right now you're doing a really great thing for a great cause. Your brothers have gotten behind military families that are dealing with loss through the Tragedy Assistance Program known as TAPS. Tell us about this endeavor. It involves shoes, of all things.
Well, we did a few events for the TAPS, a golf tournament in Colorado a couple of years ago, hosted it for a couple of years. Gary Morris was hosting it. We took it over for a couple of years to host an event that raised money for TAPS. Last year, we did a concert for a gentleman outside of Denver. He and Steve noticed his shoes. Those are great-looking running shoes. Well, I own the company, Newton Running Shoes. And he said, let me make you boys a pair. He sent us a pair, and he also said, hey, do y'all have a charity that y'all like to donate some money? Why don't we design a shoe for you or something? Steve said, sure, we love TAPS. Well, they designed the shoe, sent us the shoe, and went, that's great. And we worked out a deal, and $50 goes to TAPS every pair purchased. And they've already sent them a pretty good-sized check. And they sold out of the first 1,000 pairs in 3 minutes.
Wow.
When it was finally went online, went on Fox, and they're making some more. So real happy to be able to do that for Bonnie Carroll, who started the organization, and those families that, you know, lose loved ones. Wow. Think about it. How about being a kid and losing your dad or your mom?
I can't even imagine.
In the defense of our country, we have a special place in our hearts, the military and people especially that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. So get out there and buy you a pair, folks.
Yeah.
They're great shoes, too. You'll love them.
They are. They're very patriotic. They're really cool. You can find them at GatlinBrothers.com. There's a link there for you. If you want to,
all things Gatlin, just, or Gatlin, yeah,
that's right. Everything is there. There's a story. It's a story. I'm serious. You should literally write a book. Your life is like a movie, like every other great country star that's been around forever. So many stories and so many memories.
Yeah, we've got some. Yes.
Yeah. Now, also, if you're a huge fan of the Gatlin Brothers and you like cruise ships, you guys are doing a cruise next year with a lot of other great artists. The Country Music Cruise in 2020. Tell us about that.
Can't wait. I love that cruise. Oh, yeah. A week of sailing in the Caribbean and the sunshine and the warmth, and when it's in January. Great friends, all those country music artists. And then there's the buffet. Oh, yeah.
That's always the best part of a cruise, the food.
Woo! Yeah. So it's a wonderful week. So there's information there, and sign up for that baby. Yeah,
yeah, that'll be
it'll
a lot
be
of fun. Yeah, and get out of the snow in the cold winters here in California. Rudy, again, it's going to be a great show for you on Sunday. Gallo Center for the Arts in downtown Modesto. It's happening this Sunday, September the 15th. You can still get your tickets through GatlinBrothers.com or go to GalloArts.org. Starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it won't be a long night for you on a Sunday. But, Rudy, I it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. I'm definitely humbled and honored by speaking to one of the legends of country music, you being a member of the Gatlin Brothers. I got a lot of memories from my childhood listening to your music, and we're still playing it today. So thank you for coming in the cabin today, and good luck at the show on Sunday. We'll look forward to seeing you guys.
You bet, John. Thank you, pal. It's been great talking to you. Tell your mom, hey.